donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Too bad you didn't get invited to that Ring of Honor ceremony, because that would have been cool. Because don't they play the Jets that day for the Ring of Honor, too?
They do, yes.
That would be perfect. So if,
well, I did get an invite.
You told me you didn't get an invite.
I looked back, and I saw that I got an invite.
Oh, okay.
So
maybe we do this.
Here's the... You want me to read the invite to you?
Yeah.
I don't know how to take this invite. That's the thing.
What do you mean? You're in the Ring of Honor, and they're inviting you back for a Ring of Honor ceremony.
Yeah.
How could there be any sort of misinterpretation of the invite?
You tell me what this invite is, and then we can discuss it.
Okay.
The Bengals organization is excited to celebrate our Legends community and kindly invites you and a guest to join us in celebrating Dave Lapham and Lamar Parrish on Ring of Honor weekend in October, culminating at our game on Sunday, October 26th, when the Bengals take on the New York Jets.
That's awesome. That's
great. That would be very nice. More details are below, and we kindly ask you RSVP no later than Friday, August 22nd.
So that's today.
That's today.
Wow.
So
got to make a decision.
To guarantee your seats.
Oh, okay.
Ring of Honor weekend, you and a guest can receive two complimentary tickets with an opportunity to purchase an additional, if you wish, to our celebratory events below by submitting the RSVP form.
Mm-hmm.
The Ring of Honor reception at Paycor Stadium on Saturday, October 25th, 4 to 7 p.m. Bengals versus Jets, halftime Ring of Honor induction ceremony, Sunday, October 26th, kickoff is 1 p.m. Boom. If you are traveling in for the weekend from out of town, we have secured a block of rooms at the Resonance Cincinnati Downtown Hotel.
Renaissance. A block of rooms. Usually when people say a block of rooms, it's like a wedding thing and you have to go on there and say, I'm part of this party.
Yeah, but this is why they sent it. So the Renaissance Cincinnati Downtown Hotel at a preferred discounted rate.
Hold on.
So I can book my group rate for the Ring of Honor weekend. Rooms are limited, so please book directly for early and the best rate. We'll look forward to hosting you in the jungle for an unforgettable weekend. Don't hesitate to reach out to me or another guy on the staff with any questions. Thank you and Houday.
Houday?
Houday.
Who they think they are, making you pay for your own hotel room. That's what I would say.
You think I'm an elitist if I say no to that?
No. I mean, your name is on the stadium, and they sent out what seems to me is an email that went to many people. You know, how many people are in the Ring of Honor now? Eight?
I think there are eight. Yeah.
All right. So they should be getting different emails than the generic email that happened right there. Like, that email should go to, I don't know, any normal player who played for the Bengals, like who's not in the Ring of Honor. I don't know. Pick anybody. And you are there with your name on the stadium, and they gave you this generic email about how you could purchase a hotel room, and also, I guess, the flight is not...
Yes.
That's also on you?
I think so, yeah. Look how cute little Winnie is.
Oh, that was awesome. What a great moment.
And then do they have you just sitting in the stands?
I think so. Yeah, that's going to be great. It's going to be fun.
Come on.
I mean, I love my Bengals fans, but man, you know.
They don't have me in a box?
I don't think any of that. I'm not sure.
I mean, I'm sorry, but that's for a NFL franchise. That's embarrassing.
To have.
Well, wait, but timeout. I mean, I have Allie checking in on this now.
We're checking in on what? It's all laid out pretty perfectly there.
I think so.
If you would like a room at the Renaissance, you got a discounted rate. You just got to use whatever code it is for the block of rooms.
Maybe I could fly out with the Jets.
Oh, yeah.
Come back with the Jets. Maybe Aaron Glenn would let me tag along.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Then you'd be able to get that that flight out there. But, yeah, I mean.
And the flight back.
I mean, that's a bad
one. It's the last couple of times I've tried to fly to Cincinnati. It's been a disaster.
I mean, do you think, like, let's say the Giants were doing something like this and Phil Simms were living back in Kentucky and they were honoring the next group of Giants that are going into the Giants Hall of Fame?
Well, I mean,
hold on. Okay. Do you think that the Giants would send Phil Simms an email saying, hey, Phil, we got a block of rooms that we would like you to use and two free tickets for you and a guest to be able to sit in the stands at MetLife Stadium. Think they'd do that?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But then again, right. You know, this is I could be misconstruing this thing. I could have missed an email or something, but that's the email.
Well, so. What are you misconstruing? I mean, it's addressed to you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and they know your name's on the stadium.
It says Boomer.
I mean, that is just, I mean.
But again, you know, people will always say, they would say to me, like, you know, why did it take so long for you to get put up there? Like, you know.
Because, yeah, the organization.
Because they got started late.
Well, yeah, the organization.
It only took them 40 years to get it started.
Fair to say second rate?
You know, I like the family. They always treated me really, really well. So the Brown family has always treated me great. When I do go back, if I ever needed anything, they were always very kind, paid me very well when I played for them. So,
I mean, listen, I'm not trying to stir the pot, but that's insulting. It's flat out insulting.
So would you and Gio then share a room?
That's true.
I mean, probably.
Block of rooms. Well, maybe you could book two. You could probably book two.
I mean,
two.
But, you know.
No, listen. It just was one guest. They're assuming it's your significant other, I guess.
Well, it says block of rooms. You could probably book two if you wanted to. They secured a block. You want to.
Yeah, the block could be taken up, though. Then I'd have to probably stay at, like, the Crown Plaza over by the airport or something. The Hilton
this Garden. This is the last day. Those rooms are probably gone.
Oh, those rooms are definitely gone.
I mean, this is a
unless
worse,
every other player is reacting like you.
Which I would imagine would be the case.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of guys that still live there, too. I mean, you know, Anthony Munoz lives there. Kenny Anderson lives there. I think Chris Collinsworth still has PFF there.
Like, this is something that TJ Houshmandzadeh might agree to, not Boomer Esiason.
Well, I'm just saying that if I don't go, there's a reason why.
Yeah, okay.
All right, that's.
I get it.
You know.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Maybe it's just that my elitist attitude towards things. I'm not sure.
So yeah. That could be your football game, or you could go to LSU with Jordan Davis.
Yeah, that sounds like more fun. I mean, this is a worse invite than Allie inviting me to her wedding 4 days before.
I agree.
I thought that was the worst invite of the year. And we have a worse one here.
So she'll be able to deal with this because she knows exactly where the Bengals are coming.
And we know that Ocho Cinco doesn't like to spend money, so there's no way he's paying himself, you know, paying his own to get there.
Do you think that they gave him the same email as Boomer?
Yeah. I just tried texting him, but it says I'm not allowed. It says you're blocked from texting him.
Really?
Yeah, I guess he only allows people in his contacts to text him.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Who's that, Ocho Cinco?
Yeah.
Can I do that on my phone?
I don't know, you can give it a shot.
I'd love to do that.
Maybe I'm blocked because he doesn't know my number.
Okay,
probably why. Actually, Boomer should text him.
I probably should. Just say, hey Ocho.
Did you get this email?
He can call me Unc.
Yeah. Hey, who else? I mean, does Munoz get the same email?
Yeah, but Anthony's there. He lives.
I don't care, but it's still like, does he get
it? He would have gotten it, yeah.
I would think so, yeah.
Collinsworth, did he get this email?
Yeah, but he's working. You know, he's doing games.
But did he get the email?
I'm sure he did, yes.
All right, ask him. You got to find somebody else to see, preferably someone in the Ring of Honor if they got the same email.
Yeah, so, well, Chris, unfortunately, is not in there yet. Maybe next year or the year after. Let's see.
Who else is a lot? Corey Dillon, you have his number?
Yep.
Well, Munoz is in it. Kenny Anderson's in, right?
Yeah, but yeah. Munoz lives there.
Well,
so
Kenny Anderson sent me a text yesterday. It's unbelievable. And I love Kenny. Kenny is the best. He is, and thank God he was in my life. He goes, are you coming in for the Ring of Honor game on October 26th? Because a friend of his is lining up some autograph session that's a paid session and wanted to know if I would be interested. So I could actually pay for the trip by going there and signing autographs.
That's unbelievable. Now, Kenny doesn't live there, right?
He does live there.
All right. So we need somebody who doesn't live there, who's of this in the same realm as you. Yeah, Ocho's the guy, but I don't think we're going to be able to get in touch with him. Well, Corey Dillon. Does Corey live there?
No, Corey lives out in Seattle. Mm-hmm.
Bang. That's the guy.
Yeah, but we can't. You know, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning right now.
That is true. Yeah.
Remember how angry he got that he didn't get in?
Yeah.
Well, because he didn't understand why it took so long.
Hey, CBS Sports Network, put up that list again of the Ring of Honor people there with the Bengals. You had it up a little while ago. See if we can find somebody else in there.
All right, Kenny, Willie Anderson. I'm not sure where Willie lives. He may have stayed in Cincinnati. I'm not sure. Willie was my left tackle my last year.
Yeah. Any other?
Crumry?
Where does he live?
I wonder if he went back to Wisconsin.
That's a guy you could ask.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, I cannot believe. Hey, Boomer, here's a block of rooms if you want to come back. Your name's on the goddamn stadium.
I did not see a separate email, by the way, if they did send one. Maybe it went into the spam folder. I'm not sure.
I'm sorry. That one's addressed to Boomer. So, I mean,
yeah.
A spam folder from the Cincinnati Bengals? Probably not. Wow. I mean, I'm trying to think of another example. Like, let's say Jim Kelly.
Well, he lives in Buffalo.
Damn it.
Dan Marino lives in Miami.
Yeah.
Phil Simms lives in New York.
Yeah, I guess when you have success like that, you don't leave all the time. Ben Roethlisberger lives in Pittsburgh.
Manning.
Peyton.
Peyton, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're flying him in. They're definitely flying
private.
Wherever he they actually could erect a statue up in New England for him, you know, and put him in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
What about Philip Rivers?
Yeah, where is he? He's down in Carolina coaching high school football.
All right, that's perfect.
Right.
Hey, Philip.
But then again, it's the Chargers, so it's kind of one of those
second-rate organizations.
I didn't say that. You're saying that, but just an organization that tends to do things a little differently, yes.
And Philip has 20 children he has to bring also.
Yeah, that's a lot. You got to
go and one guest.
You and one guest,
yeah. You and one guest, Philip, for the Ring of Honor
ceremony. I think Philip probably made close to $250 million in his career.
Yeah. Matt Ryan, where's he living?
He lives in Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a rare example, but what I'm trying to get at is I feel like there's lots of organizations that would do this differently and not send you a generic email with a room block telling you we give you two free tickets in the stands.
So
and your name is on a stadium.
Ex-Bengal teammates watching this right now, they know exactly what you're talking about.
Wow.
Because I told you, like when we got there, if you wanted a t-shirt, shorts, a jock and socks, they were all in one like big vent, vat, you know, I'm a vat, but I guess like a big
bin,
yes. And you'd have to go in there and pull your stuff out, and then you'd throw it back in after, and then they'd wash it all together, and it'd all be smushed together. And then,
Jesus,
after getting a rash, I ended up bringing it home in one of those wash bags. You should see the first time that I walked into their practice facility, it was amazing. It really was. I mean, that's how different things are now.
It's nice now.
Paycor Stadium is beautiful. They're building an indoor facility. They have a bubble now. Their practice, you know, is right there next to the stadium. It's so easy to live there, too.
Mm.
Like Trey Hendrickson, I know where he lives, okay? And he literally lives 5 minutes from where the stadium is and the practice facility is. And he lives above pretty much on one of the hills on the Kentucky side and looks down into the beautiful city of Cincinnati. It's like one of the nicest places that you could possibly live, considering where you work, considering the cost of living there, and your view.
So when you say Allie's looking into this, is she sending an email going, are you guys effing serious?
Well, I don't know how Allie's handling this.
Like, this is the offer? Like, I mean, you told her. You must have given her some direction.
Well, yeah, I just told her, I said, contact this guy that sent the email, because he's a communications director there, community engagement director.
And say, are you effing serious?
I don't know how she's going to handle it.
What do you instruct her to do?
I just said, just call and just make sure that this is accurate, and if it's accurate, tell them I'm not coming. What do you want me to say?
That's unbelievable. I mean, I guess it's believable what you've told me about the Bengals, but it's really unbelievable.
Yeah, but like I told you, when I first got there, the practice facility, I thought it was a dog kennel, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I walked in, all the lockers were chain link, and we were down in the lower west side of Cincinnati, which was the industrial area. Across the street was a galvanizing company that would galvanize those big barrels that used to be the metal barrels that used to sit in the streets. Now they got plastic barrels. There was a mattress manufacturing company. There was the sewage treatment plant for Cincinnati, just north of our practice facility.
Sounds like mesothelioma is what it sounds like to me.
I mean, listen, we're all just looking at Kenny Anderson. The longer he lasts, the better it is for us.
Yeah.
Because he's been there the longest.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.